Monday's storm caused quite a bit of damage in Sulphur Springs. It's kept the city of Sulphur Springs and its residents hopping. I talked about the storm and the city with City Manager Mark Maxwell.
There's been some property damage around town, mostly just trees, but there's been some structural damage. Of course, we had some at the airport that's been well covered already. Mm-hmm. But we've got crews out still removing trees from roadways. And what we finally did, you know, what we're doing is we're not throwing it up in the property owner's yard. Anything that's in the street, we're carrying it off. Mm-hmm. Whatever's in their yard is still going to be their responsibility. And we're trying to mop up at the airport and get a roof temporary back on the terminal and mm-hmm. figure out what we're going to do for fuel trucks. I think we've got a freebie coming that we can use for a month to fuel up the jets, and we'll be back in business.
Is the two trucks that we had, were they it for the fleet? And those are both.
Yeah, we had one fuel truck that carried what's called Jet A mm-hmm. fuel. It's basically high grade kerosene. And then we had one that carried avgas for the propeller planes, and they're both destroyed.
Yeah.
The tanks weren't destroyed, but the trucks themselves are just shot, so we'll have to replace both of them.
You could kind of tell the power of the wind, I understand, around the service center. There were some pickups or some vehicles that had damage.
Yeah, we had some trucks with windows blown out, mm-hmm. not from debris, just from the force of the wind. Mm-hmm. That'll give you an idea of the kind of straight line winds that we had. It was God awesome.
Now, similar to another situation, I can remember you're making it available where people that are covered up with all this green waste have a chance to get.
Yeah. Ready. So the site where we do the spring cleanup every year, which is a quarter mile east of Flowser, we just did a spring cleanup. It's open again, but it's just open for green waste, and that doesn't mean green refrigerators. It's just tree limbs and tree trunks and whatnot. Bring it on out. There's no charge. We've got some equipment there to help you offload it from the trailer. We're going to pile it up and bring out a pit burner later in the summer, and we'll burn it all off.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty pleased with the reaction of everything while this was all going on in terms of your city personnel.
Oh, it was textbook. They from police and fire to the streets department and capital construction, everybody performed like they're supposed to, did an admirable job. I'm very proud of my staff.
And the good thing is, despite a lot of damage, maybe more than we usually see, I haven't heard of any injuries.
No, but no casualties of any kind. So that's a success in and of itself. Yeah, yeah. And for the rest, there's insurance.
Yeah. Main thing is just trying to get the airport to kind of restored from the damage that they made.
Yeah, this is probably the heaviest damage, although there's a few others around town that lost roofs as well.
Yeah.
Probably the heaviest damage was right out there at the airport. And we've seen that before. Something about that area that has such a wide area where there's nothing to obstruct the wind. The service center has lost the roof a couple of times since I've been here. And we've had damage at the terminal, although not to this level. This was a doozy.
KSST News.